For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping says the international community should strengthen cooperation in maintaining online security, while each country's internet sovereignty should also be respected. The remark was made as the president addressed the second World Internet Conference and as he elaborated on China's policy on internet governance. Xi Jinping stresses that combating online crime should not be a zero-sum game.
No double standards should be allowed in upholding cybersecurity. We can not just have the security of one or some countries while leaving the rest insecure. Still less should one seek the so-called absolute security of itself at the expense of the security of others. Promotion of openness and cooperation.
The conference began this morning in Wujian on China's east coast and features strategic-level discussions on global internet governance and the industry as an engine of economic growth. The United Nations has begun soliciting candidates and set in motion the process of selecting and appointing the next UN Secretary General. President of the UN General Assembly, Mogens Lykketoft, has issued a joint letter which serves to begin the process in line with the UN Charter and guided by the principles of transparency and inclusiveness. Meantime, the president says member states are encouraged to consider presenting women as well as men as candidates for the position. The Security Council will begin its selection process by the end of July of next year. The mayor of Los Angeles says the FBI has determined that the threat which led to the closing of all schools in the Los Angeles district wasn't credible. The nation's two biggest school systems, New York City and Los Angeles, received threats on Tuesday of a large-scale jihadi attack with guns and bombs, and LA reacted by shutting down the entire district, while New York dismissed the warning as an amateurish hoax and held classes as usual. The shutdown was a rare example of a major U.S. city closing its entire school district because of fears of an attack. The decision also reflected a lingering unease in the aftermath of the shooting that killed 14 people at an office holiday party 2 weeks ago in nearby San Bernardino. China is set to suspend the price adjustment of domestic refined oil products in a bid to combat air pollution. Authorities say giving full play to the leverage effect of refined oil prices is an important way to promote energy conservation and tackle air pollution. Right now, prices for refined oil products are adjusted when international crude oil prices translate into a change of more than 50 yuan per ton for gasoline and diesel within a period of 10 working days. However, according to the new plan, when international oil prices are low, domestic prices for refined oil products will remain steady. Official data from the Ministry of Commerce shows the Chinese mainland made over $100 billion in non-financial investment in overseas markets from January to November, and that's up 16% year-on-year. Outbound direct investment in the period covered almost all sectors, with $12 billion going to the manufacturing sector, up 95% year-on-year. Meantime, Chinese companies have built 75 economic and trade cooperation zones in more than 30 countries, which have generated $18 billion of ODI. The UN nuclear agencies adopted a resolution to close the investigation into whether Iran once had a nuclear weapons program. The IAEA says there's no credible indications of activities in Iran relevant to nuclear development after 2009. The 12-year probe had to be formally closed as part of the deal between Iran and six other nations that was reached back in July. The deal sees Iran pull back on nuclear programs that could be used to make atomic weapons in exchange for sanctions relief. It's been confirmed that the next round of foreign ministers' meetings on Syria will be held on Friday in New York. The news comes after a visit to the Kremlin by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, where he had talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov and Russian President Vladimir Putin. According to Lavrov, the New York meeting is expected to pass a UN resolution reaffirming the principles of the peace process agreed on in Vienna last month. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.